Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The MLB Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET is what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. And we're brought to you by Prediction Strike. Prediction Strike is the only performance-based sports stock market where you can buy and sell shares of professional athletes. Use promo code SGPN to receive a free athlete share with your first deposit of $20 or more. Welcome, everybody, to the MLB Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. My name is Malcolm Bamford, here to recap Game 1 of the World Series, which kicked off last night, and then have a little look at Game 2 and make some picks. As ever, my partner in picks from Houston, Texas, Mr. Munaf Manji. Munaf, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm glad that you're a little more upbeat than I am after the butt-kicking I took last night, but... Here we are, Game 2 of the World Series. I think it should be, again, a great game. And then we'll get into the game itself last night from Game 1. But, yeah, I'm hanging in there. I just did two NBA episodes, so you're my third one. I saved the best for last.
Oh, fair enough, Munaf. Yeah, very kind. we can get straight into it then. We're going to throw out quite a lot of these bite-sized previews. For the World Series games as they go along, just 15-20 minutes. Game one, we'll get to our picks in a minute, but I'll let you talk us through the game, how it panned out, and what you thought.
Yeah, I'm actually, you know, I think that, Malcolm, we've talked a lot about pitchers settling into a game, especially in the playoffs, because, you know, the stakes are a lot higher than, you know, a regular season game, obviously, because it's do or die time, but, you know, I think that Charlie Morton, let's start with him. I think that he did a great job of kind of settling into the game early on for the Atlanta Braves here last night. Unfortunately, the news about Charlie Morton going to have to miss the rest of the World Series. They said that he should be ready for the spring training in 2022, but he left the game with a fractured right fibula. I know we're talking offline about it. It almost seemed like that it was a comebacker that got him. But the manager or the trainer, the medical staff, they didn't come out to check on Charlie Morton. I didn't see that if he waved them off or whatever the case might have been. But he continued to pitch, came out the next inning, I think got another out. And then the next one, I think that's where his foot kind of slipped off of the mound. And that's where the pain, I guess, really got to him. Maybe the adrenaline kind of wore off. But Charlie Morton, he immediately singled, you know, get me out of the game. And I think AJ Minter at that point into the game. But they did x-rays on Charlie Morton, came out with a fractured right fibula. Unfortunately, he was going to miss the rest of the World Series because, again, Charlie Morton's probably been one of their most consistent big game Charlie Morton pitcher that he is all throughout his career. So definitely he's going to be missed. So a little bit of work to do now for the Braves pitching staff. And I think we'll get to that as the days kind of continue here as we talk about the World Series. But on the flip side for the Astros, I thought Framber Valdez would have a great start for the Astros. He did not. Gave up that leadoff home run to Jorge Soler in that first inning, that very first at bat. And that was really pretty much the catapult that the Braves needed. They tacked on a couple more runs in the first three innings. They got out to a 5-1 lead, and it was just, again, too much for the Astros to overcome. I think we got to give a lot of credit, Malcolm, to the way the bullpen came in and pitched for the Braves after Charlie Morton exited with the injury. AJ Minter came in and gave him 2 2/3 of an inning, three hits, only gave up one earned run. Luke Jackson, 1 2/3 of an inning. Tyler Matzig, guy that we talked about with Johnny when we had him on, he gave up a couple hits, but was able to contain the Astros offense. And then Will Smith came in the ninth inning to close the door for the Braves to get the game one victory here. So give a lot of credit to the pitching staff. Jorge Soler had a great game. Austin Riley had a good game. Eddie Rosario continued his hot hitting. He went 2-for-5. And then Adam Duvall, who had the absolute crushing home run into the Crawford boxes there for the Atlanta Braves. So this lineup that we talked about, Malcolm, especially how great of a lineup the Astros is, but this Braves lineup is right there up there with them throughout these playoffs here so far.
Yeah, it just seemed to be more of the same from Atlanta. Kind of the game followed the same pattern as a lot of their postseason has. Yeah. And those guys that you mentioned, I want to give particular mention to Duval, Soler, and Rosario, who were three players that came in kind of around the trade deadline for Atlanta.
Yeah.
So a big hats off to the front office there. Front offices tend to get nothing but stick, mainly from sports fans. But this Atlanta team reacted to Ronald Acuna going down for the season and have pieced together this more than competitive side. In terms of Charlie Morton, we'll get to the implications of him missing the rest of the series in a little while. Framber Valdez, we had said, were you getting the Framber Valdez that pitched in game in the back end of that last series, or are you getting the Framber Valdez that pitched in the front end? You didn't know what to do. I was pleased that we seem to have the process right. Our picks, we were on opposite sides, so one of us was going to have to take a bit of a spanking. You put out the Astros at -150 as your sole pick. I got a bit excited and I put three up. And I was unlucky not to go 3-for-3, actually. Took the Braves on the money line at +120. Took Valdez over four and a half hits at +110. I think he went 8 hits, it was.
Yep.
And Charlie Morton over 4.5 Ks, which obviously was knocked out by the injury.
Yeah. Well on track to get that, though, Malcolm.
Unfortunate
for the injury, though. But yeah, you would have probably had a 3-0 night there.
Yeah, so 2-for-3. The other thing we need to get to moving off is the DraftKings free roll from last night. So we ended up with a competitive free roll. The winner, and congratulations to Fat Tony. _1532 took the tournament and the $200 winner takes all prize with 81.5 points. So well done, Tony. However, Moonaf, sour for me. I was robbed. I finished second. I was 2 points behind, and Charlie Morton was on my roster and wasn't on Fat Tony. So. One more strikeout, the win, another couple of outs or something, and I would have taken it down. Now, I'm not sure it would have been a good look if I'd won our own contest, Moonaf. So it's probably a good job that someone took the $200 away. However, I was of the opinion, more valuable than the $200, Moonaf, was kind of the masterclass, the tuition that I gave the people in how to construct a DraftKings lineup. So, I mean, would you say that was more or less valuable than the $200?
I think the $200 is more valuable because they beat you, though, because you were in second place.
Yeah, okay.
Now, I think it's a good time to, thank everybody that left us a nice review for the MLB Gambling Podcast and also obviously for the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. You know, I honestly thought that we talked about offline that we probably get in the midst of about 10 to 15, but for us to get 22, thank you guys that have left us a review, got into the contest. It was a lot of fun, you know, just keeping track of it during the game. But again, if you still haven't left us a review, unfortunately, we don't have another free roll contest coming. Not yet. But again, please do leave us a review and some kind words. There were more favorable towards Malcolm and his voice and the way that people think that he looks. And I can attest that, yeah, Malcolm is a very good looking gentleman.
All right, Munaf, calm down. Right, let's move on quickly.
He's turning red.
I am a little bit, yeah. I'm normally colourless in this bleak northern environment. But yeah, you got me blushing a bit. Some updated series betting before we move on.
Yeah.
Astros now move out to +110. Braves go to -150. Would you be tempted to go in on Houston again? You were in on them previously. Will you be topping up at +110?
Yeah, I think that I shop around for this number, Malcolm, and also the listeners, because it's varying from I see a +135 to +110s to +125. So I think you kind of have to, right, Malcolm, especially if you're getting a plus price on the Astros. We'll get to game two in a minute here, but I think that, you know, eventually this lineup is going to catch up to the pitching now that they take a crushing blow tonight. Actually kind of going back to last night where they did kind of maybe use up their better guys in the bullpen to get that game one victory. I think that Astros may even it up tonight. We'll get into game two in a little bit, but I don't think they'll see that +135 price again, obviously, if they win the game tonight. But yeah, I'll probably put a couple bucks down on that plus price for the Astros to win this World Series. So definitely, again, shop around for this number because I'm seeing some varying things across a couple of books here.
I know Johnny had said on the pre-series podcast that if one team can pinch in a way victory, then that could make all the difference. However, I think that has been tempered by the loss of Charlie Morton. I did a little bit of homework, Moonaf, on the implications of this Charlie Morton injury going forward. He was certainly going to pitch game four, I believe. Whether or not we could have seen him in a game seven, I don't know if that would have been too soon. Ian Anderson will go in game three. Yeah. As planned. And then looking at game four. So before the game on Tuesday, so before Morton was injured, Atlanta added Kyle Tucker. Kyle Tucker was a rookie who came up last year with Ian Anderson. They both pitched really well. Anderson just kind of edged him out, but very similar profiles on those two. So Kyle Tucker's a ready-made start and replacement. Obviously not the quality of Charlie Morton. But certainly could have a night. And even, Moonaf, we've talked a lot this year about the kind of unheralded rookie, the unseen rookie having his first game. And often that can come with good results before a team gets a booking him. So Kyle Tucker was added to the roster before Morton went down. Morton's now gone, which means they can add another player. So the options are possibly Kyle Muller, another rookie, Tucky Toussaint, who we've seen bits, and he's had some airtime on the pod this season, or Tucker Davidson. The other option is Drew Smyly. Drew Smyly is an established starter, so he could either go from the offset or possibly piggyback Jesse Chavez, who's been really good for Atlanta this year. If they want to add a reliever, you've got a long reliever in Sean Newcomb, or Richard Rodriguez, who they picked up from Pittsburgh. He was Pittsburgh's closer. So they've got several options, but I would suggest maybe the Kyle Tucker one, just because they added him before Charlie Morton went down. So they did have something in mind for him before Charlie Morton was injured. So that might be my theory for game number four. If you do want to get involved and you find some plus 135 on the Houston Astros. You still think they can take the series down? Get across to WinBet, which is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. Exclusive rewards are right at your fingertips. All your favorite teams, players, and sports. Loads of brand new offers, actually. New users get bet $1, win $100 on any sport. You can get up to $1,500 as a free bet. Whatever your first bet is, WinBet will match it up to 200%. So risk-free $1,000 sports bet still applies. So get that on Houston. Double it up. Double bubble. Bet big. Win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com. Okay, Munaf. Game two. Give us the numbers.
Yeah, for game two here, we're seeing a opening line of, and I don't have my show notes up. I saw it at even money for the Braves for game two, but that line is kind of on the move here. Yeah, plus 105 was the number that they were at, but I'm currently seeing it go towards worse odds here. So the line is kind of moving in favor of the Houston Astros here. So you'll see, yeah, plus 105 is where it opened for the Braves. I'm currently seeing plus 108s, plus 110s. Astros opened up around minus 111, minus 110, and currently seeing them trending towards a minus 118. Total is currently seeing at 8.5. Again, the pitcher tonight is going to be left-handed pitcher Max Fried for the Atlanta Braves. And then for the Houston Astros, it will be right-hander Jose Urquidy. Quickly kind of going through the numbers here for the for both pitchers, Max Fried has had three starts in this postseason. October 9th in Milwaukee, six inning pitch, three hits, zero earned runs, and nine strikeouts. October 16th against the Los Angeles Dodgers at home. He also went six innings in that game, eight hits, two earned runs, and five strikeouts. And then October 21st in LA, this was a game there where he did kind of get roughed up. He went 4 2/3 of an inning, also allowed eight hits, five earned runs in that game, three strikeouts, two walks, and also gave up two home runs in that game. For the Astros, Jose Urquidy, one appearance in the playoffs so far, not been pretty at all. October 18th against the Red Sox, 1 2/3 innings, six hits, five earned runs, one strikeout, and two walks. So, obviously, I think we would probably definitely give the edge here to the Braves as far as starting pitching here. But I think Malcolm would kind of dig in more into this game, as we mentioned that in game one, that the Braves pretty much used up their, I guess you can say, their good relievers in that game. From AJ Minter, I don't think for sure he's not going to be going in this game because he pitched, he had 44 pitchers in that game. Luke Jackson, 20, Tyler Matzek, 20 pitches, and then Will Smith, their closer, had 18 pitches. So it's going to depend on what type of start I think that Max Fried kind of gets out here to. Malcolm, kind of get your thoughts on that also.
No, you're absolutely right. I think we leant towards the unders yesterday. Minty gave us that number at 8. I think it went under 8.5 was something we talked about yesterday, just because we were expecting decent starts from both pitchers, although it didn't actually happen for Houston. But we did know that both bullpens would throw their best guys at it, which is exactly what Atlanta did. Max Fried is someone I've talked about a lot this year. I've been sweet on him, so I'm not going to change my mind here. Jose Urquidy, you just don't know what you're going to get. It's a really difficult one. It's really tricky to handicap. I'll be honest, the handicap and the analysis of the thing is exactly the same for me as it was yesterday. I mean, nothing's changed. You take the, you're changing the names. You're swapping out Charlie Morton for Max Fried, and you're putting in Jose Urquidy with exactly the same issues that we had with Framber Valdez. So, yeah. I mean, I'll get to my picks on the back of what I've just said then, because I can't change this. I don't see a reason to change the process or the pick. I quite like the Braves pitching. The only difference is actually what I will concede is that little bit of bullpen difference, Munaf, that little drop off that the bullpen might make, because they did go a lot of players through a lot of pitches last night. But Duval, Soler, Freddie Freeman, Albies, they were all involved last night. Riley. Yeah. So I've got no problem with the bats at all, and you don't know what you're going to get out of Urquidy. A little bit of momentum as well for Atlanta. They're kind of playing with the house money tonight. Plus, knowing that Charlie Morton's gone down, slightly more urgency to pick up this second game if they can. So I'm going to take the Braves at the plus 105. The Braves just kept cashing in similar spots. They've done this all the way through. Milwaukee, LA Dodgers, plus numbers just about all the way through and keep on cashing. I'm going to take the over 8.5. I think both starters could give up 2 or 3. Yeah. Even if they go maybe 5 or 6 innings, this could be a 2-2 or a 3-2 game halfway through. The Atlanta pen was busy last night. Could give up a couple more. I could see this maybe being a 6-4. Atlanta 6-4. So happy to take the over 8.5. And I'm going to go back to a prop that I picked in Max Fried's last start, which is his strikeout numbers, over 4.5 at +100. He'd cashed it in his first two postseason games and in 18 of 20 before that, going back to the regular season. It actually lost last time out via the Dodgers. That was the outing that you just took us through where he got shelled a little bit, which makes him 18 of 21. So the numbers are still in our favour there. So +100, about something that happened 18 of the last 21 occasions. I'm happy to take Fried again. So those are my three picks. Braves outright, over 8.5. Fried over on the Ks. Moonaf, what have you got?
Yeah, I kind of want to go back to game one here, Malcolm. And I love that you brought up the point about the 1-4 hitters. And I think that's pretty much what was the difference last night in that game, right? Jorge Soler, Freddie Freeman, Ozzie Albies, and Austin Riley all combined for 6 hits. For the Astros, the 1-4 guys combined for 4 hits, but it was Michael Brantley who had 3, and then Alvarez in that triple that barely missed being a home run last night, which when that game was pretty much out of hand. But for Jose Altuve and Alex Bregman, those are the two guys I'm kind of looking at to kind of be the catalyst for their offense. Last night, they were combined 0 of 9 with 5 strikeouts, and that's not going to win you games, especially when you're in that top of that order. And you got 3 hits out of Michael Brantley. So I think that's something we'll have to keep an eye out on tonight. For me, I'm going to double lock with you. I'm going to go with the over 8.5 here tonight. I think that the bats should wake up here a little bit for the Astros going up against left-hand pitching, which they've been pretty good against throughout the season. I think that they should probably maybe get to, if they're going to get to Max Fried early, then they're going to have some, if they can get to Max Fried early, I think that's when they're going to really have their success against him. Because if you let some of these pitchers settle in, it gets hard for the Astros to kind of, you know, get on base and get hits. And last night they struck out 11 times. Did the Astros, especially when you have, like I mentioned, Altuve and Bregman, who combined for 5 of the 11 early on in this game. So I'll go with you over 8.5 in this game. For whatever reason, and I know we don't like giving out high-juiced player props here, but -160 on total outs issued for Jose Urquidy, under 14.5. And I just don't see a world that if these bats – for the Braves are going to get to Urquidy early, I don't anticipate him being out there for close to 4 2/3 innings or even 5 innings. So I'm going to go under 14.5. I don't like laying that much juice, but I just don't see a world where Jose Urquidy comes out and pitches that well here tonight. Do you want to give out our home run props that I know that between me, you and Johnny, we're going to do, or you want to save that for Twitter?
Well, I haven't picked one yet, Moon.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I'll give it out, unfortunately. Okay. No, Johnny mentioned last week, if you listened to that pod, that on a nightly basis, we would throw out some home run picks on Twitter and tag everybody in there. So I think last night I went for Riley. You was Correa, maybe, was yours?
I picked Bregman last night. I think Johnny
Bregman, had, Johnny Correa. Went for Correa. So, yeah. Between us, we all missed, but we're going to keep going a bit. So, if you keep an eye out on Mal underscore B underscore Sport or SportsNerd 824. Is it 824?
Yes, sir.
I just remembered that off the top of my head, Moonaf. Oh, no, impressive. SportsNerd 824. We'll throw out some, home run picks once the lineups are out. So, in a few hours' time for that one. And I think we've done it, Moonaf. We have it covered.
Yeah, we're going to grind these out every single day for the World Series. Quick 20, 30-minute pods, you know, just recapping what we saw the previous night and putting out picks for the game that night. So hopefully it's a little more competitive game, a little more exciting than we saw last night. Obviously, if you're a Braves fan, you cashed that ticket pretty early last night after, I think, the first couple innings. So congrats to you to getting out to a good start here in the World Series. Hopefully we can rebound here a little bit tonight with the over 8.5 runs. So yeah, definitely looking forward to tonight's game, Malcolm.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, rate, review all the usual places, iTunes, Apple, Spotify, you name it. Cheers everybody for listening. Good luck with your picks. We'll be back at some point in the next 36 hours or so with a Game 3 preview and hopefully to crow about a few more winners that we picked tonight. So cheers everyone for listening. And we'll see you down the road. Cheers.